This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 50 for Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Tuesday as activity resumed after the Labor Day long weekend. Canola down $15 to $19, November down $18.50 at $798.60 per ton. Losses in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed, contributed to the selling. Seasonal harvest pressure was another bearish influence, with weather forecasts looking relatively favorable across most of the prairies for the next week. A move below the psychological $800 per ton level in November was also bearish from a technical standpoint, encouraging additional chart-based selling. Australia's canola crop was forecast at 6.6 million tons by that country's ag department. If realized, that would mark the second largest canola production on record and only 2% behind what was grown last year. In the U.S., soybeans were lower while corn and wheat were both up. Expectations for increased soybean exports out of Argentina due to new government policies accounted for some of the weakness in beans today. November down 21 cents at $13.98 per bushel. Argentina's government has announced fixed exchange rates for soybean exports through to the end of September. That move was made as an attempt to increase central bank reserves while also encouraging more farmer sales. Corn, it is higher with the December contract up 10 cents at $6.76 per bushel. Solid export demand provided underlying support with just over 500,000 tons of U.S. corn exported in the past week. Declining crop ratings in Europe, where the crop continues to deal with hot and dry weather, were also supportive. However, U.S. conditions do remain relatively favorable, while farmers in Brazil have been making headway seeding their next corn crop. Wheat, it is mostly higher, although activity was thin and choppy. Minneapolis down 0.75 cents at the final bell in the December contract at $8.89 per bushel. The winter wheat's all higher, though. Kansas City up 4 cents in December at $8.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 6 cents in the December contract at $8.17 per bushel. Australia's wheat crop was estimated at 32.2 million tons. That would be the second largest on record, but still down 11% from last year's large crop. Russia's wheat harvest is estimated to be about 3/4 complete, according to reports, with yields coming in well above last year's level. Meanwhile, nearly 1/4 of Argentina's wheat crop is in poor shape, with below-trend yields expected. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.